for a championship!
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McKay, it's on touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome. Let's try that again. Good evening and welcome to South Fayette High School and the WPIL basketball playoff quarterfinals presented by the Observer Reporter. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network brings you a 2A girls doubleheader starting with the 4-5 matchup between the Southside Area Rams and the Fort Cherry Rangers. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Jack Sacco is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew, Jason Tennant, our floor director, Brandon Bennett, Chris Fox on the cameras, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Southside is 18-5, winners of 10 in a row since losing at Fort Cherry in mid-January. The Rams avenged that loss on the final night of section play, grabbing a share of the Section 2 championship and ultimately the number 4 seed in the bracket. Fort Cherry is 19-3, 17-1 after their 2-2 start. The only loss, the 45-44 setback in Hookstown 2 weeks ago. In the middle of a 15-game win streak, the Rangers trailed the Rams by 12 with 6 minutes to play before rallying for a 50-45 win. Our coverage of tonight's first game brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cole Tipple Brewery, and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. We'll take a look at the entire 2A girls bracket presented by the Observer Reporter and check the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, Jack Sacco. Great to have you back again tonight. Now, we'll had so much fun last night, we'll do two today. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
what a close to that game we had last night. Chartiers-Houston down by 18 or so and rallied back to get it to within four. Just couldn't close the deal.
Yeah, the Bucks' furious comeback in the fourth quarter. The three-point shots started to fall.
Couldn't close it out, but, I mean, that was what was looking like it could have been a boat race early in the third quarter turned into a pretty good basketball game.
We have a couple of dandy matchups here tonight, 4-5 in the girls, then 3-6. So we have 3, 4, 5, and 6 all on the docket here at South Fayette tonight. Here's the way the bracket looks as of the start tonight. Number 1, Neshanic, and number 8, Laurel. They're set to tip off at 7 o'clock, that game at Shenango. The 2 seed, Aliquippa, set to take on number 10, Rochester, at Beaver. And Rochester, the only outlier remaining in the bracket, upset number 7, Riverview, 57-53 to get into the quarters. And then chalk the rest of the way. Number 3, Winchester's Thurston. Number 6, Chartiers Houston. A rematch of a game earlier in the year, and we'll talk about that later on. And number 4, Southside. Number 5, Fort Cherry meeting here. This is their third meeting of the season. Squared off, each winning on their home floor. I wonder if, I mean, I know it's green in here, but I wonder if Fort Cherry kind of thinks of this as a home gym for them because, you know, they do share McDonald. South Fayette has part of McDonald. Fort Cherry has part of McDonald. So this is kind of like a home gym for them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, those two schools, along with even parts of the West Allegheny District, all in very close proximity. And so, I mean, I'm sure that, I mean, either way, the Fort Cherry faithful would be showing up and showing out tonight, but even more so due to the close proximity of this one.
Our game officials, Dave Japp will be the referee, Darian Robbins and Taylor Hott working with him in this opening game. Fort Cherry checks in at 19-3, Southside area at 18-5. Chronicled how they got to this spot, but you see double-digit win streaks. I mean, that's impressive, impressive happening. And just a point separating the Rangers from sweeping their section series with the Southside this year and had a lead, actually. You know, it's interesting. The team that had the bigger lead in the two matchups ended up losing. Southside lost a 12-point lead at Fort Cherry the first time through, and then Fort Cherry lost, I think it was a 7-point lead with about 6 minutes to play at Hookstown. And so maybe you don't want the lead. You probably do, right?
Yeah, I mean, that might be the same as that. You know, people sometimes will say if you're 2-0 going into the 2-0 against the team going into a third matchup, you're at a disadvantage. But, you know, I think obviously you'd want the lead.
Here's what else is coming up. We'll get to the starting lineups here in just a moment. Here's what else is on the docket. Set to tip off at Ringgold, a 5A boys quarterfinal matchup. Number 6, Peters Township. Number 3, Uniontown. A game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS as well. Our two games here tomorrow. More basketball action on the WJPA Sports Network. We'll be on the FM side at 11:45 tomorrow morning. Peters Township and Thomas Jefferson, round 3, as they get after that section rematch. And then on WJPA.com and NFHS Network, 1:45 scheduled broadcast start. Number 1, South Fayette girls, 3-time defending WPIL champions, will take on number 13, Mars. Also on the schedule, consolation round 1, the Chartiers Houston boys, who we saw last night, will take on number 6, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, that game at 4 p.m. at Moon. We'll deal with Monday and all that later on, but we are going to have all kind of wrestling action for you tomorrow as well. The 2A WPIL Individual Championship gets started today. Our coverage starts tomorrow morning at the Chartiers Valley, and the 3A WPIO Individual Championships underway right now at Cannon McMillan, and our coverage also starts tomorrow morning, and that will be on WJPA AM from Cannon McMillan. Again, our coverage set to start somewhere around that 9:45 mark. Scheme to broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. And those restrictions are, they carry over not just to our listening audience, but also our viewing audience on the NFHS Network. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game. That's brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. The WPIL basketball playoffs here on WJPA are presented by the Observer Reporter. Starting lineups and opening tip when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Great to be here with you from South Fayette. Mark Keener and his crew getting us all set up with a couple of high cameras, and we are courtside. This is an unusual place for us to be, and certainly a little different view down here among the action. I don't need my distance glasses either.
Yeah, right up close and personal.
Fort Cherry Rangers. I hope our audio is coming through clearer than the PA system is working here tonight. I think he's got a wireless mic issue. Starters being introduced, Allison Littman, a 5'10 freshman, 5'8 senior Olivia Kemp, 5'10 junior Brooke Cornally, 5'4 junior Bella Bianchini, and a 5'6 senior Jaslyn Martino. For Clarence Edwards, the 5-seed, the Fort Cherry Rangers. Head coach Clarence Edwards. Starting for Southside area, it'll be 5'9 senior Bailey Stranisha, 5'8 junior Melania Pavlovich, 5'10 senior Eden Schreier, a 6-foot freshman averaging 6 points, 6 boards, Ariel Polcher. And a 5'9 freshman, 15-point average, team leader in scoring, Ashton Michael. Dave Japp, Darian Robbins, Taylor Hott, final fist bump for each other. Ready to get this one underway. Sit back, relax, and enjoy it. Game one of a twin bill coming your way here on the WJPA Sports Network. WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com, and on the NFHS Network. Officials summoning the players to break their huddles. Coaches were already done with their instructions, and both teams huddling in their free throw circles that they are defending. Ready to get this one underway. Round three. The opening tip is going to be controlled by the Rams. Stranisha on the near wing. Take it up top to Pavlovic. Dribble into the circle. And ball out onto the perimeter to Polcher. Pavlovic trying to find somewhere to go. Cutter, the ball goes through a couple of defenders and ultimately off the hand of Polcher and out of bounds. Turnover.
Rangers come out in a triangle and two right there, keeping it away from Stranisha and Michael.
High pass, near side save, looking for a cutter down low. Feed from Martino, intended for Cornelli on the low block far side, is tipped out of bounds. Fort Cherry ball at the baseline. Unlike what we've had the last couple of nights, it's quiet in here tonight. Nice crowd, but just not into it as of yet. Inbound feed to the far corner. Three balls, an air ball in the miss by Bellinchini. And a rebound grabbed by the Rams. And patiently letting traffic clear is Stranisha. Ball head into the paint. Polcher feed it back to Michael. Her dribble drive won't go. Rebound inside. A little push there by Cornelli as she backed into Schreier. The Rangers end up with it. First shot won't go, but Cornelli cleans up off the window and scores.
Good look right there for Cornelli off of the rebound. Good job crashing the boards and getting that second chance.
Backcourt pressure by Martino, but working defensively against three Southside players. And one point looked like a pinball bouncing back and forth between screens. Rams with the ball in the circle, and now a kickball going to be called. Ball go to the baseline. It's one of the things I don't like about the administration, and this is exactly the way the book says, but Southside gets to throw the ball in at the baseline. They never had the ball close to the baseline. They were at the elbow. Spinorama up and in, the bucket for Stranisha. Tied at two.
That's just a really nifty move to the basket.
Feed comes inside from Kemp. Shot won't go, near side by Lippman, and Rams get the rebound. Pavlovic falls down and got help falling down. It's going to be the ruling. Dave Japp says Cornelli a little too physical there. First foul of the ball game on either team.
Yeah, Cornelli just a little bit late to react to Pavlovic stopping in her tracks.
Stranisha inbounds. It'll be Michael. Man-to-man defense now. Well, not quite. May still be that triangle and two. Long three ball off the window and a rebound caroms to the corner. Kemp will get it for Fort Cherry. Kemp finds Cornelli. Pass into the corner and nobody home. Rangers not on the same page there. Bianchini had vacated that spot and Cornelli threw it over her shoulder to nobody. Entry pass, low block, goes to Pavlovic. Her shot blocked. Allison Lippman kept it alive, but threw it away right back to Schreier, who scores and is fouled.
Yeah, it's just a little bit lax right there. Lippman needs to hold on to that one for a second, let the defense get down court, set up the offense. Turns into 2 points and chance at three for Southside.
Julie Close has checked in for Fort Cherry. Rangers have turned it over the last two times they've touched the ball. Southside not great at the free throw line, but Schreier nails that one. 5-point run for the Rams. Diagonal pass, near side, fumbled out of bounds. Martino just didn't catch it. Ball right, shoulder high, and just didn't catch it. Watched film on both of these teams and watched both games that they played against each other. Not going to be a lot of training videos made from the way they play, but here they are in the WPIL quarterfinals. Ball tipped by Kemp. Feed comes ahead to her. Kemp looking for help. Wrap a pass around the defense. Three ball near side off the front of the rim. Rebound comes all the way up after the miss by Martino. And now Pavlovic up the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound cleared by Lippman. Ball knocked loose. Coming out with it is Bianchini. Took a bump up high. Bianchini lost her balance. Dribbles out of the corner and a blocking foul going to be called at the baseline. first foul of the game on Southside.
Yeah, that's the right call right there. Pavlovic just left no lane and was still moving along that baseline.
Kemp to inbound. Side of the lane, little floater hard off the iron, won't go for Martino, and another rebound for Southside. Not a lot of second looks. Pavlovic in the drive. Kemp forces her deep, and Pavlovic hits it anyway. 7 points Southside run. Pass comes near side to Kemp, put on the deck, trying to get by Pavlovic. Help arrives. Kemp into the corner. Shot put up by Martino is well short. Rebound put back attempt by Lippman. She is fouled and will go to the free throw line with 4:09 to play in the opening quarter. This foul going to be ruled to be committed by Eden Schreier.
First team second.
A couple of free throws. It'll be Allison Lippman at the foul line shooting two. First one good. Apparently, we had a sub, and that's going to wait for the shooter. It's Brooke Cornally to check back in. Second foul shot also good. Lippman hits both. And Lippman will sit. 7-4 lead for Southside. Almost halfway through our first quarter. Polcher will give it back to Pavlovic. Weaves right around Cornally. Pass across the paint. Shot up and in. Bucket for Schreier. Second field goal, and it's 9-4 Southside. Pressure here at midcourt. The press causing problems. Loose ball controlled by Stranisha, and she is fouled on a shot. Rangers just not very strong taking care of the basketball. Yeah, Cornally gets her second foul.
On that previous possession where Schreier got the basket, I mean, that just was, it was half-court pressure, and people weren't defending their assignments for Fort Cherry, leaving Schreier wide open on the far side block.
Stranisha at the foul line. First shot rattles out, no good. He's not been there very often. 2 fouls on Cornally. Stranisha's second effort is wide left. The Rangers clear the glass. Strong rebound by Lippman. Kemp trying to avoid the trap. Ball gets ahead. Bianchini down low. Martino scores it. Just catch and shoot. 9-6, Southside plus 3.
That was quick ball movement right there. That's how you break that press. Don't try dribbling through it. Pass through it.
Ball into the hands of Pavlovic. Got a screen to get by Kemp, and now a travel at the elbow. Going to turn it over. Picked up her dribble, stepped hard with the left foot, and looked back around to her right, and then stepped hard with the right. And as soon as she picked it up, that was a problem, having already committed that to be her plant foot. Bianchini, diagonal to break the press. Martino finds a cutter for the lay-in. Won't go for Lippman. Rebound for the Rams. Pressure there by the Bucks, but close could not delay the outlet. Through traffic goes Stranisha. Gets a screen down low and a whistle on a shot block. And that's going to be close getting her first foul. And that's 4 fouls on Fort Cherry here in the opening quarter. Still 3 minutes to play. 4 fouls in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's the front court, too, for Fort Cherry. Close was the one who came in for Cornally. So she'll have to watch. As Cornally has 2 already. Close gets the first.
Stranisha misses for the third straight time at the line. And this one kicks out. Rebound, put back, up and in for Polcher. Her first points of the game, 11-6. Southside plus 5. Kemp takes a lob over the top of the defense. Goes through the paint. Keeps the ball alive. Far side. Martino for 2. That won't go. Rebound. Ended up in Martino's hands. Off the window. Won't go. Gets it again. Tries to go back up. Able to bring it out. And Lippman has it stripped. Coast to coast, Ashton Michael for the lay-in, and she is fouled hard.
And honestly, that's a good foul right there. That was Bianchini. Hard enough to not allow Michael to get a clean shot up.
Well, Michael, just a 39% free throw shooter. First one good, though. I have Southside 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Score now 12-6 Rams, 2:27 to play in this opening quarter. Second shot is good. Michael belying her free throw season averages. Kemp picks up the dribble just across the timeline, able to find Bianchini. Take it into the paint, go on through. Two-pointer won't go. Rebound tip toward the baseline. And it's going to be last touched inside by Close after the miss by Lippman.
Fort Cherry fortunate to even get an attempt there as Kemp got trapped in the no-no zone near the midcourt. That's where absolutely cannot pick up your dribble.
Stranisha deals left side, Poulcher, and now Pavlovich finds a cutter in the lane. Shot rolls off the rim and over the back. Rebounding foul going to be called on Eden Schreier. Point blank miss inside. Schreier's second foul. Southside only dresses 8 players. And now Schreier will sit with 2 fouls. That's 3 on the team in the quarter. Fort Cherry is over the limit with 5 fouls. Kemp, the ball ahead to Lippman, threw it to the baseline, and nobody home. Just clearly not on the same page offensively for the Rangers.
Looked like the Rams switched to a 2-1-2 type of defense right there as opposed to the 1-2-2 they've been in.
Amara Martino will check in. Now Michael and Bianchini with a little something going on here. Bianchini just shadowing. Shot put up, partially blocked, tipped toward the baseline, going to be last touched. They say last touched by Southside. Fort Cherry, I think, gets a break here.
Yeah, looked like.
Yeah.
Oh, they're saying. Yeah, it looked like Tate maybe swatted that one from behind.
Pass comes across, diagonal into the corner. Back to Kemp. Kemp puts the ball right down her leg. Pavlovich with the basketball. 13-6, Southside with a 7-point lead and a travel problem on the dribble for Melania Pavlovich. Turn the ball over in the midcourt area. 1:06 to play, first quarter. Fort Cherry scored the first two. Southside went on a 7-point run. Kemp reaches around, and pass inside, all alone, and fumbled out of bounds by Close.
There's too many turnovers right now for Fort Cherry. I mean, you're not going to be able to survive. I mean, these are sloppy turnovers, too, just losing the dribble and throwing away passes.
Rams with the ball with just under a minute remaining in the opening quarter, leading 13-6, 7-0 run early in the quarter, and now have scored the last 4 points of the period. Pavlovich started to put up a 3, and I think she changed her mind, and just it was too late. She couldn't hold on to the ball, and it sails out of bounds.
Yeah, that was just you get caught in the air, panic pass. Have to know what you're doing when you jump.
Diagonal pass caught by Lippman. Take it far side. Kemp for 3. It's good. 13-9, 30 seconds to play. Pavlovich across the timeline. Now weaves her way into the paint. Kemp forces her back out. Cutter comes through. It's Stranisha. The ball off to Poulcher. Little 10-footer. It's wide of the mark. Going to sail out of bounds. Yeah, didn't quite hit out of bounds. Reagan Tate steps out trying to save it. The ball had not yet hit out, but she stepped and then touched the ball, and that makes it an out-of-bounds play. Rangers try to get the ball ahead and get another play. Kemp trapped. Pass it off. Ball back to Kemp. Far side. Going to be a foul. That's the 4th foul of the quarter. This one's on Reagan Tate. Her first. 3.3 seconds to play here in this first quarter. And now pressure on the inbound play. Olivia Kemp will key it and get the ball to B and Keeney. Ball knocked loose, and that's going to end the quarter. Southside 13, Fort Cherry 9, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does, too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride, and Jade's endurance, and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Fort Cherry had the ball late in the quarter, but never got a look at the basket. Now they'll get the ball in the alternating possession arrow to start the second quarter. Bianchini dribbles across the timeline. Fumble and a holding foul going to be called. What a contact right here in front of us. That foul called on Eden Schreier. That is her third foul. And Schreier going to find a seat likely for a while as Tate will check back in. Inbound to Bianchini. Dribble out of the corner. Straight on look at a three by Cornelli. Won't go. Rebound tip. Tate's going to grab it. Has help there in Polcher. The far sideline. I'm Stranisha.
Jump shots just aren't falling for Fort Cherry aside from that three-pointer from Kemp.
13-9, Southside with a four-point lead. Michael trying to go through. He's shadowed once again. This time it's Martino, and now Kemp going to come out and guard Pavlovich. Kemp keeping the pressure up. Stranisha cuts, takes a pass. Ball goes inside, and Polcher will feed it back out. Pavlovich on the dribble in the midcourt. Kemp trying to close the distance to get a count going, and does. Pavlovich pick it up. Hand off to Stranisha. Help arrives in the paint over the shoulder pass. Polcher couldn't take it to the hoop. Southside trying to find a solution to this defense. Boy, like Pavlovich may have either carried or double drilled. I'm not sure. I got screened off a little bit, but I'm not sure whether she carried it or got both hands on the ball. Nice reach in. Bianchini takes it away. Cornelli, lob ahead, near side. Kemp on the wing. Pick it up. Back to Bianchini down low. Try to feed it back and threw it right to Stranisha. Kemp turns her around. Triple team. Feed goes back. It'll be Ashton Michael. And Michael now with the ball in her hands finds an opportunity. Pass to Tate. Fumbled. Feed it back out, and Cornelli smacks her on the head.
That's three now for Brooke Cornelli.
Number 14, Brooke Cornelli. Her third, team first.
Baseline throw in for Ashton Michael. Close in for Cornelli. Both teams with a starter with three fouls in the game's first 10 minutes. It's just carelessness, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's smack on the head with the ball being thrown back out. Dribble weave by Pavlovich, taking it into the paint. Shot from the low block will not go for Reagan Tate. Missed that one from point blank.
Southside really struggling in the half court.
Bianchini dribbles out of the trap, gets almost caught. Ahead, Kemp, three ball in flight. It's short, rebound on the far side. Tracked down by Martino. The Rangers will reset. Bianchini tried to pass it across, battle for the loose ball, and the Rams are going to get it. We're going to get a held ball. Possession arrow belongs to Southside.
Southside ball.
Baseline. Defensive end of the floor for Southside. Fort Cherry just going to match up on their shadow players, particularly Ashton Michael. Bianchini going wherever Michael goes. Kemp trying to cut off Pavlovich. The ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kemp. 5:18 to play first half. 13-9 Southside with the lead. We've played almost 3 minutes this quarter without any scoring. Tate wants to give it back to Michael. She shakes free of Bianchini, but Kemp won't let her get inside the arc. Three ball for Michael off the rim left. Rebound, close. Has it taken away by Tate. Try to feed it back across the paint. Pavlovich was the intended target, and that ball knocked out of bounds. A better position there for a close, but Tate just took it away from her. Inbound to Stranisha. Dribbles to the paint. Bounced around. Put it up and in.
That's good aggression from Stranisha. You see the opening. Finally have a chance to get to the basket after being face guarded all game.
Kemp trying to feed back to Bianchini. Bianchini trying to go right side. Entry into the side of the lane. Reverse layup and doesn't hit anything. Just thrown up by Littman. And now a holding foul on Fort Cherry.
Yeah, that's just another unnecessary foul for Fort Cherry. I mean, that one, I mean, 80 feet away from the basket. Those are never good fouls to take.
When they get the reverse layup and the toss up toward the basket, doesn't hit glass, doesn't hit the rim. 15-9 Southside plus 6. Foul on close is her second. Amara Martino will check back onto the floor. Jaslyn Martino stops Stranisha just across the midcourt line. Long pass to Michael. Takes it to the high post and a travel call on Ashton Michael.
Both of these squads just really, really having trouble in the half court, figuring out how to break these defenses.
Pass into traffic. Not a good look there by Martino. Tried to get it to Kemp and didn't get close. Ball fumbled. Poulter can't get a shot to go. Tate with a weak side rebound and a putback attempt. That won't go. Ball knocked loose and Bianchini will get it for the Rangers. Three on three. Bianchini takes a knee and play on is that call right here in front of us. We had a good look at that. Baseline jumper won't go. Bianchini trying to tip the rebound. A wrestling match. Michael knocks it loose. Loose ball grabbed by Poulter. And Southside coming out with it. Rangers had numbers there and didn't get the loose ball. Tate, low block. Feed it to Pavlovich. Put it on the deck. Take it down the lane. Kemp reaches in and we get a timeout before the tie-up. 3:29 to play, second quarter. 15-9, Southside leading Fort Cherry back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
We'll be right back. After the full timeout, Southside with the ball in possession, and now a pushing foul. Michael a little aggressive there. She's gotten away maybe a couple of times with solid contact on a Fort Cherry player this time. Taylor Hawt says that's too much. Foul on Michael, her first. 15-9, Southside plus 6. Fort Cherry at the three ball late in the quarter. Have not scored since. Bianchini dribbles out of traffic, lob it across, and threw it right to Ariel Polcher. Well, that's one thing when you play each other three times, you know, there are no secrets, and Southside clearly is prepared for these offensive sets the Rangers run. Carry there gotten away with by Michael. Three ball won't go. Rebound comes all the way up the lane after Pavlovich missed. Across the timeline comes Mara Martina. Dribble drive pass into traffic. Tip gets clear out this way. Inside, get the ball to Kemp. But between the blocking attempts, and Kemp gets a deuce.
Right there with the long rebound. Fort Cherry able to not have to deal with the long 2-2-1 press.
Michael trying to go coast to coast. Step through. Rebound Pavlovich. She takes a hip check. Bumped out of bounds and going to be ruled an out-of-bounds play to Southside.
It's been a lot of contact.
And we've had 13 fouls called, too. Inbound, side of the lane, Polcher catch and score. Just too easy. 17-11. Kemp through traffic. Try to feed it down low, and a ball lost out of bounds. .207 to play, second quarter. Southside 17, Fort Cherry 11. The near sideline, crossover. Pavlovich to get rid of the defender. Martino take it into the lane. Shot won't go, and the Rangers. Olivia Kemp will track it down. She'll go coast to coast, and Michael going to hack her on the arm and call for her second foul.
Yeah, that was unnecessary, too, by Michael. Kemp was in a tough spot on the left side. Tried to go up and under with the right hand, and just an easy call with Michael smacking down on it.
Olivia Kemp at the free throw line, the 5'8 senior. They get the little footwear taken care of. Need a shoelace tied. Gets that set. Foul shot rattles in and out. No good. First miss at the stripe for Fort Cherry. Close out. Littman in for the Rangers. 17-11. Southside plus 6. Been able to play trade buckets for a while. Three times off the iron. Kemp gets the second shot to go. One of two. Fort Cherry has not put back-to-back points together so far tonight. Southside has done that twice. Ball knocked loose from Stranisha, able to get it back. Michael almost set a blind screen. She's got two fouls. Take it into the paint. Little floater off the back of the rim won't go. Tate able to tip the rebound. Polcher gets it. Stranisha going to the hoop. Missed the shot. Rebound knocked loose. Kemp, Stranishan, going to be last touched by Kemp.
One of the things that's really hurting Fort Cherry with Cornelli and Close both in foul trouble, the offensive rebounding for Southside has increased.
Jumper by Stranisha won't go. Tate can't get the rebound. Tie up, and all the wrestling's supposed to be at the South Fayette, or at the Chartiers Valley, not South Fayette. And with this tie-up, possession arrow for the Fort Cherry Rangers. 1:17 to play, first half. Looks high post. Kemp, give the ball to Bianchini, try to go in tall, and puts the ball on the baseline, turns it over.
Turnovers are really starting to stack up. I mean, right there, just for Bianchini, that was just a drive with no real plan on what she was going to do.
Michael gets to midcourt with a minute to play. First half, 17-12. Southside with the lead. On the dribble, Pavlovich take it left side. Bring it back out. We've been there a long time, and now Stranicia finds a cutter. Polcher catch and score.
With some contact there, too, on the finish for Polcher. Good ball movement. Great job dribbling through that by Stranicia.
Lob ahead into the corner. Dribbled out of the corner. Jaslyn Martino. Kemp for three. In and out. And a rebound grabbed by Reagan Tate. 20 seconds to play in the half. Stranicia wants it. She's going to go one on four. Stranicia spins, got in trouble, and a travel call. Yeah, going one on four usually doesn't work out well. Final 10 seconds of the first half. Bianchini. And Bianchini dribbles the ball on the far sideline. And now a technical foul. Bianchini slapped one of the Southside players. And she got forced to the sideline and the out-of-bounds call, and she turned and slapped the Southside player. Oh, correction. Oh. A technical foul on Polcher, actually. Wow. I don't know if we have a look at that. She had to have said something, yeah. 4.4 seconds to play in the half. Two shots and the ball. Gianna Bianchini, the freshman, just into the game and hits a couple of foul shots. 19-14, Fort Cherry ball. Want to get it forward to Kemp. Has trouble. Taking it to the hoop. Shot way too strong by Kemp on the offhand. And the horn ends the first half. Southside 19, Fort Cherry 14, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Chipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
A rough first half of basketball for both teams. 19-14, Southside with the lead. Fort Cherry averages scoring 55 points a game. That's a 41-point second half. I'm not sure I'm seeing that happen. Southside averages 53. So what's that, 34 points in the second half as well. Those are not numbers you're going to be very comfortable needing.
Yeah, it's been tough sledding. And Fort Cherry, I mean, they've gotten looks on jumpers, just haven't really gotten anything to fall.
Get a chance to look at what happened on the technical. She got right up in Bianchini's face. That's what happened. With the out-of-bounds call, then turned and took a couple of steps at Bianchini and clapped right in her face, and that is unsportsmanlike. It's a technical foul, so, and it counts as a personal for Polcher. It's her first.
Yeah, when it comes to any sort of thing that could be interpreted as a taunt, I mean, there's a pretty short leash on what you'll get away with these days.
Oh, yeah, and that's the right thing, you know. Unfortunately, high school players watch that all the time. At the college game, they watch it in the professional game. Men, women, doesn't matter. And, you know, and that stuff trickles down. And you just can't do it. You can't have that kind of stuff going on. We've seen this year in the WPIL playoffs, I will tell you, it's been pretty physical. We've seen a lot of contact allowed to go on. And yet at the same time, 14 personal and a technical foul call in that first half.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of physicality, a lot of hard contacts as well. I mean, there were even possessions where there would have been a foul if there wasn't, you know, a travel or a player going out of bounds before that.
19-14, Southside leads at the break. Both teams in the locker room. We'll recap scoring for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
At the half, let's check the individual scoring. Southside, 19 points. Nice balance. 6 from Ariel Polcher, 5 from Eaton Schreier, all in the first quarter. 4 for Bailey Stranisha. 2 apiece from Melania Pavlovich and Ashton Michael. Michael averages 15 points a game, but she has been blanketed by Bella Bianchini. Everywhere that Michael's gone, Bianchini's been sure to go.
Yeah, that triangle and two, they've stayed in that all game, Fort Cherry has. And, you know, one adjustment they made in the middle of the first quarter is the top of that triangle has been coming all the way up and putting pressure on the ball as well. The response for Southside could be, you know, back cuts, back screens as well, trying to get Stranisha and Michael open after being face guarded. I mean, they've been face guarded this whole game.
On the other side, Fort Cherry has 14 points at the break, and as of 16 minutes of action, they have not scored on consecutive marks in the book. Not even consecutive possessions. They haven't even traded empty possessions and gotten back-to-back scores. Southside has done that twice in the game. But 14 points for Fort Cherry, 6 from Olivia Kemp, a 2, a 3, and a foul shot make. And nobody else with more than 2. Gianna Bianchini hit the 2 foul shots coming off of the technical foul. Allison Littman with 2 free throws in the middle of the first quarter. Brooke Cornally and Jaslyn Martino each with 2-point field goals in that opening period. And that's it. That is all of the Fort Cherry scoring. 19-14. We talked about both teams have been able to overcome deficits to get wins on their home floors. Fort Cherry trailed by 12 in the fourth quarter, but came back to win the first meeting at home. And then Southside trailed by 7 in the fourth quarter at home and came back to win that one by a single point. Somebody is going to the WPIL semifinals to take on either Neshanic or Laurel on Tuesday. Site and time obviously yet to be determined, but I mean, if you think about Neshanic and Laurel, I mean, that's a hike. If you find somewhere in between, if it's Fort Cherry, you got to be looking at Beaver Falls general area or somewhere up along I-79. It's up that way. But a lot to be decided before that. If you're Southside, it's a little closer, but not much. I mean, Southside and Fort Cherry share a border. 19-14, Rams leading the Rangers second half on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area's schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Southside ball. This will be Southside ball to start the third quarter. Clock, all right, we were at 28 seconds when they shut it off for some reason, but Southside will start the third with the ball and a five-point lead. Screen set by Schreier to try to pry Stranisha free. Schreier playing with three fouls here to start the third quarter. Brooke Cornally has three for Fort Cherry. She's also on the floor. And those two were pretty close to each other. Shot won't go for Pavlovich. Gets her own rebound. Rangers had better position, but Pavlovich grabbed the ball. Pavlovich gets by Kemp. Works around the screen. That shot won't go, and this time the rebound grabbed by Littman.
Rangers just not boxing out right now.
Being Keeney trying to force a pass through traffic, and it's knocked out of bounds by Poulter. Being Keeney is fouled. Reach in. That may be Ashton Michaels' third foul. No, they're going to charge it to Stranisha. First foul of the second half. First foul of the game on Stranisha. Rangers sideline inbound again. Kemp gets it. Circles around. Takes it. Feed to the corner. Three ball in flight. Off the front of the rim. Won't go. Put back. Rolls off the rim. Kemp trying to put it back up. Getting a rebound. Shot won't go for Martino, but she is fouled. This is going to be Poulter guilty of her second.
Yeah, that's just an easy call. I mean, Poulter reaches over, gets contact. I mean, was not straight up, just an easy one.
Jaslyn Martino at the line to shoot two. First one good. And for the first time in the game, Fort Cherry has put points on the board two in a row. Second shot also good. 19-16, Fort Cherry back to within three on Martino's two makes at the stripe. Pressure at midcourt. Martin was coming to set a pick to get Stranisha free, but defense looped around that nicely. Stranisha on the dribble. Backing into the defense and now passing back out to Pavlovich. Deep defense trying to make sure the ball doesn't get loose. Cornally, tip of a loose ball. Cornally off the window hard and in. It's a one-point game.
Good aggression by Cornally. She probably could have jump-stopped and had an easier shot, but makes that one moving through it.
Schreier just didn't catch that last pass, and Cornally ended up getting it. This time, pass tipped out onto the wing. Michael, baseline, high-arcing shot off the back iron. Karams over Cornally. Tried to get the ball to the wing and will. Pavlovich into the paint. Feed it back out. Schreier pump fake. Doesn't go anywhere with it. And hand it off to Pavlovich. 6:05 to play third quarter. 19-18. Southside with the lead. Hand off. Stranisha runs into her own teammate. Now Stranisha leaning into the body of Jaslyn Martino. Give the ball off to Polcher. Pass into the corner. Thrown away for Cherry Ball.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of contact through that possession, but, I mean, if Martino maybe sold that better on the contact from Stranisha, that probably would have been an offensive foul.
Cornally tried to get it to Kemp, tipped away, controlled by the Rams. Polcher give it to Michael. Michael right up the floor. Kemp drives her, forces her to go wide. Feed comes back to Schreier, reset the offense. 19-18, Southside plus one. The dribble around the screen. Pavlovich feed far side. Polcher hits a two-pointer. First points of the third quarter for Southside. Rangers long pass caught by Martino but had to bring it back out. Pass tipped out of bounds. Eden Schreier with the tip.
That last possession, just a long two from Polcher. That's really the first jumper we've seen anybody but Michael take for the Rams.
Being Keeney, kick it back out onto the wing to Littman. Hand off to Cornally. Backside pressure, able to get the ball out. Timeout for Cherry. 4:55 to play. Third quarter, Southside 21, Fort Cherry 18. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments. And the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Rangers at the moment, down three, got to within one. Had not been that close since the five-and-a-half-minute mark in the first quarter. Steele on the inbound. Come out of a timeout and just throw the ball away. Rangers turn it over. South side, near side. Michael way wide left on a three, and the ball almost wedged. Comes right down into the hands of Allison Littman. Pass ahead for Cornally. Has to save it. Finds Kemp. Put it on the deck. Work it around the perimeter. Bianchini avoids the defense. Finds Kemp in the corner. Dribbles around one defender. Take it into the paint. Scoop it up. That won't go. And Polcher cleans the rebound. 6-foot freshman Ariel Polcher. 3-point Southside lead. 4:15 to play here in the third. Stranisha deal it right side. Polcher onto the corner to Michael. Back out to Polcher. Lob pass. Stranisha catch. Feed it back out. Pavlovich for three. It's an air ball. Heading toward the baseline. Nice save inside. Schreier, give it to Polcher. That won't go. Schreier rebounds the miss. Can't get it to drop. Rebound grabbed by Littman.
Rangers are just being spectators on the boards right now. Have to go get it. Cannot give this Rams team all those opportunities.
And a foul down low. I believe this is going to be Pavlovich called for her second. three fouls in the quarter. It's funny, fans behind us livid about the foul call, and the coaches are like, they're okay with it. Yeah, that was a foul. Baseline. Jumper off the rim won't go. Pavlovich with a weak side rebound, and now a held ball tie-up for Cherry Ball at the baseline. 3:36 to play in the third after that long miss by Martino. Why is the ball on this side of the free throw lane? That's what I want to know. Inbound stolen. Not a good pass. And again, just a careless inbound feed. Michael gets a bucket. Bianchini gets the foul. And all of that started with a bad inbound.
Yep. Rangers has thrown away too many balls right now. I mean, former coach of mine said, fake a pass to make a pass. There's no ball fakes. They're just telegraphing it.
Margin pushed back to 5, 23-18. Rangers two in and two out. Michael at the free throw line. The field goal and the foul shot now. And the margin pushed back to 6. 5-point run for Southside. Long pass, Bianchini too tall. It was about 2 feet over top of Amara Martino's best chance at getting it.
It's just too panicky right now. The Rangers are just not being patient, really just panicking whenever they see the white jerseys in front of them.
Pavlovich patiently, unchallenged through the backcourt. Now Kemp turn her one way, then the other. With the dribble, screen set by Stranisha. Pavlovich to the elbow, kick it to the far side. Schreier will bring it back out. Finds Stranisha into the paint, off balance, shot up and in. And they run now 7 straight points for Southside. 26-18 Rams. Pass tipped, bad pass again. This time Michael down the lane and score. Rangers in trouble. Use a timeout. 28-18, what was 1 point is now 10. 2:44 to play in the third. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Rangers just way too sloppy with the ball and no finesse to it whatsoever. Turn the ball over and given up points in bunches here. Now 9 straight scored by Southside. Ball goes to Kemp at midcourt, trying to get in a little deeper. Circle it back. Stranisha on her. Triple team. Kemp finds a cutter, Bianchini, take it far side. Gianna Bianchini can't get the three to go. Bella Bianchini back out to Gianna, corner three, it's good.
Good offensive rebound sets that up. That's what happens, the quick ball movement, quick passing. Rangers need more of that off-ball movement to get those players open.
28-21, Pavlovich steps down the lane and scores, no stop.
Great response to take the momentum right back.
Pass telegraphed, picked off, and going to be a foul on Kemp, trying to get to the ball, I believe. Second foul of the quarter, first in the game on Kemp. Southside coach is complaining, what are you doing? What are you calling? The foul was on Fort Cherry. I'm not sure exactly what coach wanted there. Michael gets it. Bianchini screened off by Poulter. Michael to the hoop, high off the window and in.
Offensive explosion right now for Southside. Getting looks they haven't gotten all game.
Kemp. Crossover, take it into the paint, hit the rim on the way up. Rebound inside, that won't go. close. Gianna Bianchini got away with a double dribble right in front of the wing official. Bianchini gets it back, try to wrap it across, and close, can't save it.
Yeah, that was a clear double dribble right there by Bianchini.
1:14 to play in this third quarter, 32-21. Southside Area with the lead. Ball ahead to Schreier. Had Poulter heading for the hoop on challenge, but didn't go there. Schreier will hand it off. Michael put it hard on the deck and feed it back out. Diagonal pass across Pavlovich. 55 seconds to play, third quarter. Baseline feed. Score it. Poulter catch and score. But the Rangers work so hard to try to get any shot. Southside catch and score pretty simply. Nearly a pickoff. Travel right here at midcourt. Gianna Bianchini called for the walk. Give it right back over. 13 points Southside lead, 34-21.
Rangers have been trying these last few possessions to extend the pressure out further, and that's really what's allowed Southside to get some momentum and get open to the basket.
Michael across the timeline, shreds the, just shrugs off the defender. And an ankle injury, it looks like, for Bella Bianchini. The foul on Fort Cherry, but again, Bella Bianchini. Foul call on Julie Close. That's her third, Rangers' third foul of the quarter. Just 26 seconds to play, but Bianchini gonna limp her way to the sideline. Fort Cherry just has never gotten into any kind of rhythm whatsoever, even on their only run where they scored six consecutive points. Was just sloppy all the way around.
It's the off-ball movement. The pressure from Southside has really put Fort Cherry in a position where they end up trying to dribble through it, and then the passes just are not anywhere near where they need to be as well.
We have 8.5 minutes to play here. Southside leading by 13. Pavlovich misses both foul shots, and Gianna Bianchini, the 5'3 freshman, smallest player on the floor, comes and gets the rebound. Olivia Kemp has the ball knocked away from behind by Michael, hustling back on the back check. At Ringgold, Peters Township 42, Uniontown 38 early in the fourth quarter. Kemp gets the ball inbound, heading for the hoop is Lippman, misses the lay-in. Rebound Pavlovich. And now Stranisha. Pass, rifle ahead to Michael. She gets by Gianna Bianchini, missed the shot. A lot of contact, and play on is the call. A lot of contact there. Jaslyn Martino off the window, the iron, and it won't go. End of three quarters. Southside 34, Fort Cherry 21. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Fort Cherry comes in winners of 17 of 18, the only loss against Southside on February 6th. Southside comes in winners of 10 in a row. Their last loss to Fort Cherry. Inbound play, Stranisha, unguarded, heads toward the basket, and just the lob pass over top of the Fort Cherry defenders chasing the play, and Stranisha scores easily.
Yeah, Fort Cherry was in a full court man, and Stranisha just got way behind everybody.
Pass from Kemp to Cornally. Field goal for Cornally. Michael, ridden by Kemp, misses with the left hand. Close rebounds. Backside pressure against Jaslyn Martino, able to beat that. Ball to the corner. Cornally tries to go to the hoop, beat it back, put it on the deck, lob it out. Travel call first. 13-point Southside lead, 7:16 to play in the fourth quarter. Game two of the doubleheader coming your way. It'll be Chartiers Houston taking on Winchester Thurston, another rematch. Michael just weaves her way around the defense, stops the low block, shot blocked and controlled. Nice job defensively by Close. Just stuffed that shot and controlled the ball.
Close didn't even have to jump.
And then Cornally turns it over. Ball controlled. Near side was Michael. To the hoop goes Stranisha, and she's fouled on the way up and scores.
Good up and under move.
Indeed. Gianna B. and Keeney called for the foul.
Entering the game with Fort Cherry.
Lippman checks back in for Fort Cherry. Neither of these teams go very deep on their bench. In fact, we mentioned earlier, Southside only dresses eight, so you can't get too deep. Free throw good for Stranisha. That's her first make. She had missed four in a row at the foul line in the game. It's now a 16-point Southside lead. Kemp trying to get someplace to shoot. Can't. Bellaby and Keeney back on the floor. Three ball near side. Well short for Amara Martino. And untouched out of bounds.
Yeah, the Rangers down 16. It should be noted their highest point total in a quarter tonight, 9 in the first quarter. So going to have to really get an offensive explosion to come back in this one.
Southside 13 in the first and 15 in the third. And as Jack said, 9 is the most that Fort Cherry has scored in any quarter. Michael, deal on the left wing to Polcher, and back out to Pavlovich. Blow by Amara Martino. Give the ball inside to Polcher for the bucket. No question, particularly after halftime, the team better able to finish has been the south side. Ball goes inside on a deflection. That won't go. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Eden Schreier. Michael pushed the issue. Got by Kemp, put it up. Too strong rebound for the Rangers. Bella Bianchini looks back over her shoulder. Make sure nobody there. Take the ball. Almost a double dribble for Allison Lippman. Take it clear out from the corner. Does Amara Martino. Kemp open in the corner. Launches a three that's well short, saved down low. Amara Martino, and coming from out of bounds to take the bounce pass is Allison Lippman.
Yet another turnover.
You are where you last stepped, and she came from out of bounds in to take that ball and did not get both feet back down in, did not reestablish as inbound. So good call, right on the money. Southside wants a timeout. 41-23, Rams lead the Rangers. 5:12 to play in the fourth. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Southside ball on the far sideline, 5:12 left in regulation. Second game will feature Chartiers Houston and Winchester Thurston. Rams get the ball inbound right at midcourt. Stranisha. Screen switch the defense. Stranisha took a bump. Bring the ball to Polcher and right back out to Pavlovich. Quick first step. Got by Amara Martino, but nice recovery. And now Polcher will carry the ball. Actually dribble it, but carry it as well from the wing out to the midcourt. Pavlovich take it into the paint around the perimeter. And Southside with the 18-point lead. Opportunity to take some time off the clock. Ball goes to Polcher. Shot is blocked and a foul called down low. I think Jaslyn Martino on the arm. It's going to be Martino's first, team's second. Two foul shots coming for Ariel Polcher, her first trip to the line. She's just a 39% free throw shooter on the season. Two times off the iron, no good. Polcher's second effort. Spoons out, won't go, and Kemp tips the rebound across where it'll be grabbed by Littman. Littman get it ahead to the hoop, pass across the paint, deflected out of bounds by Pavlovich. 23. Everything Fort Cherry has tried to do has had a hand in the way.
Yeah, I just really think it's the off-ball movement that hasn't been good enough. I mean, not enough Rangers showing to the ball.
Lob goes up top. Bella Bianchini back to Kemp. Her three kicks out. Won't go. Polcher with the rebound, but stolen. Ball around the perimeter, and Kemp take it left side. Gianna Bianchini hits her second three. Timeout for Cherry. 4:07 to play in the fourth. 41-26 Southside, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
4:07 to play in our fourth quarter, 41-26. Southside with the lead at the Ringgold. 5A boys quarterfinals, 3.5 to play. Peters Township leading Uniontown 48-44. Michael finds her way across the timeline, hard with the left-hand dribble. She would prefer that way. Pass was intended originally for Pavlovich, but she's able to let that go, and Eden Schreier there. Michael gets it back. Nice pass. Polcher misses the lay-in. Saw maybe contact coming. There ended up being no contact, and she missed the shot. Lob across to Littman from Kemp. Finger roll up and in. Littman's first field goal. 5-point run for Fort Cherry. Stranisha spins around, keeps the dribble, lost the ball, goes back and dribbles it, now lost it. Rangers with a takeaway. Stranisha takes it back. Held ball, possession arrow, Southside. I stand corrected. Southside had to throw in to start the fourth. That was the throw over the top that led right to the lay-in for Stranisha. So here, 3:17 remaining. Fort Cherry down 13. This comeback would be a little more than anything that they've done. Cutter down the lane, off the window. Allison Littman scores, and the run is seven straight for the Rangers. 3:05 to play. Timeout for Southside. 41-30 Rams in front of the Rangers. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student-athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Southside ball, 11-point lead, 3:05 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Inbound to Polcher, and she'll give it right back to Michael, and now Stranisha will bring it up the floor, working one-on-one against Jaslyn Martino. Stranisha, trouble with the dribble, reach in. Loose ball ends up in Michael's hands. Ashton Michael to the low block, shot high off the window, won't go for Schreier. Fort Cherry with the rebound.
Well, Cherry's gotten the offense going a little bit here. If they could score on this possession, that'll make it interesting at least.
Lippman across the paint, nobody home. Gianna Bianchini got away with a walk, perhaps. Rangers pick it up. Bella Bianchini bumped by Michael. That'll be her third foul. First foul of the quarter on Southside. Kemp inbound to the corner. Gianna Bianchini way too strong on a three. Had to get rid of it in a hurry and shot well over the top. Rebound for the Rams. Now Stranisha in the midcourt on the dribble. Coming out is Jaslyn Martino. Gianna Bianchini can't stop her. Ball to Pavlovich. And she'll dribble out past the volleyball 10-foot line. And Bianchini riding on her hip. And that's got to be called a foul. And it is Bianchini's second. Team's third. Just under 2 minutes to play. Sideline throw in for the Rams. And Stranisha catches that in front court for some reason. And quickly a foul on Jaslyn Martino. Two 2:20 to play at Ringgold. 5A boys quarterfinal. Peters Township up on Uniontown 52-46. And Peters with the ball. Game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS. Michael held up, and a foul on Bella Bianchini will be her third, and now free throws coming. And, you know, for Fort Cherry, sending Southside to the foul line, not all that bad a strategy. How about these percentages? 48, 37, 39, 39. Those are starters.
Yeah, I mean,
Ashton Michael gets the shooter's touch. She's actually making a liar out of the stats because she has hit four in a row in the game. First score for Southside in about almost 4 minutes. Two free throw makes there for Michael. 43-30, and now the Rangers almost turn it over. Pass in traffic, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Southside.
Chase the corner. Yeah, Rangers at this point, minute 43 left. You have to just start really chucking shots when you get the opportunity.
Ball into the corner to Kemp. Kemp to the free throw line, kick it out beyond the line to Lippman. Back to Kemp, far side. Hand off, Bella Bianchini. Fort Cherry down 13. Gianna Bianchini's three well short. Rebound cleared by Southside. And now the ball into the hands of Michael. Ashton Michael will walk to the other end and shoot. The foul going to be called on Bella Bianchini. That will be her fourth. Southside was 4 of 10 at the foul line through three quarters. Michael gets another one to go here. First one good. 4 of 6 in this period, so 8 of 16, 50-50 proposition. That's pretty close to their average, and this one won't go. Kemp rebounds the miss. Kemp to the South Fayette Lions logo, right in the middle of the hardwood here. Ball goes back to Bella Bianchini, and down to the baseline, not handled. And that is just a picture of what's happened to the Rangers tonight. Passes on target, not caught. Passes deflected. Ball's thrown away. It has been the thrower and the receiver. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Allison Lippman. And two more foul shots coming for Ashton Michael.
At this point, it's just going to probably be free throw practice for Southside if Fort Cherry keeps opting to do so. But now I'm 14. You know, the 64 seconds left. I mean, you probably put the brakes on the fouls.
Michael misses her second straight. 104 to play in the game. 44-30 Southside. Michael gets one of two. Ball to the baseline, pass forced underneath by Jaslyn Martino. Just nobody there, a defender blocking the path, and she makes the throw anyway. Tipped out of bounds, and Fort Cherry will get to keep the ball.
There's no ball fakes. When Southside sees a pass going up, they can just immediately jump on it.
Inbound tip by Michael, ends up in the hands of Littman. Take it out front and score. Allison Lippman with 6 points here in the quarter, eight in the game. 45-32, lob ahead to Pavlovich, and Melania Pavlovich is spun around by foul. Gianna Bianchini picks up her third. And a couple of more free throws coming. Foul shots 10 and 11 this quarter. Pavlovich 0 for 2 at the line tonight, make it 3, and just a 58% free throw shooter in the game, or on the season. Second shot also off the mark, but Southside rebound.
Snow box out once again for the Rangers.
And a touch foul up top. Jaslyn Martino picks up her third. We have 34 seconds to play here, 45-32. In favor of Southside. Pavlovich, who just missed two foul shots at the stripe, and misses again. That's 5 straight misses for her in the ballgame. Has 4 points. Just cannot find the measure from 15 feet out. Second shot well short. Bella Bianchini with the rebound. Cross-court pass gets through. Gianna Bianchini with an air ball into the hands of Ariel Polcher, and a foul called. And Polcher going to walk to the other end and shoot. This foul on Bella Bianchini, that's her fifth. She is fouled out of the game. And Amara Martino will check in. Ariel Polcher going to the foul line. She averages just 39% at the stripe, 0 for 2 tonight. And that one's strong and no good.
When preparing for the semifinal, I think it could be a point of emphasis for this Southside team to practice some free throws.
Well, clearly it's been a struggle all year with those kind of numbers. A couple of substitutions for the Rams. Polcher's second effort also won't go. Kemp will rebound the miss. Kemp's feed ahead to Gianna Bianchini. forced into the corner, picked up the dribble, needs help. Ball out to Kemp, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Reagan Tate. Catherine Ellis, Maya Ringhoff on the floor as well for Southside. 14 seconds to play. Pass comes near side. Little floater, too strong, won't go. Loose ball, going to be go to the Rangers. Three ball, won't go for Kemp. And the rebound grabbed by Poulter, and the ball game is over. Southside takes round three, 45-32. Fort Cherry just could not get anything going here tonight. And Southside takes advantage. Rams go on to the 45-32 victory. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Come on down. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. What a mighty, mighty good man. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. He's a mighty, mighty good man, yeah.
Southside wins round three with the Fort Cherry Rangers, 45-32. Fort Cherry scored the first points of the game, but Southside on a 7-0 run, and Rangers got to within one early in the third, but Southside stomped down on that rally, outscoring Fort Cherry 15-7 in that quarter, and rolls on to the 45-32 win.
Yeah, it was really a dominant effort by Southside's defense today, swarming Fort Cherry with that full court press. I mean, they were rotating through multiple different variations as well. 1-2-2, 2-1-2, 2-2-1. And really, at no point did Fort Cherry give any response that would be needed in terms of scheming open people through those presses to get those passes through. It was very disjointed, and the passes weren't clean even when there were players open.
14 points for Ariel Poulter, 11 for Bailey Stranisha and Ashton Michaels. Southside, a woeful 9 of 25 at the free throw line tonight. Fort Cherry does not have a scorer in double figures. Rangers are 7 of 8 at the foul line in the ballgame. Southside 13-9 in the first, 6-5 advantage for the Rams in the second. Southside's 15-7 run in that the third quarter, and that is after Fort Cherry scored the first 4 points and then 11 apiece in the final period. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, Southside 6-foot freshman Ariel Poulter, 14 points, heavy on the rebounds and always an outlet to get out of trouble. Ariel Poulter, our player of the game.
Yeah, Poulter did a great job. Also crashing the boards. Offensive rebounds were a key part of the offense for Southside tonight. And, you know, Poulter was a big, big contributor in that department.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories, by Kramer's Greenhouse, Cole Tipple Brewery, and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown, by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up shortly, it is game two of our doubleheader as number 3 Winchester Thurston and number 6 Chartiers Houston square off. Thanks to both head coaches, to Mark Keener and the entire crew here at South Fayette. From a partner, Jack Sacco, floor director, Jason Tennant, Brandon Bennett, Chris Fox on camera, and our producer, Jacob Knisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 2A girls basketball quarterfinals, your score, Southside 45, Fort Cherry 32. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.